I really wanted to improve my voice. It's such a important thing, especially when a lot of the work I'm doing is making calls.
Yeah.
And the impression, every single thing, every single impression you make is a big deal in a call that would maybe last a minute. And so just being able to get every advantage and all the work I could do and improving that just to maybe get a better chance to have a meeting with someone would be extremely valuable.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin. And I'm so glad to have you with me today, as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. And for those of you who have had a moment to leave me a review for the show on iTunes, thank you so much. Those reviews really help me in the search rankings, help the show. And for those of you that haven't had a chance, I would just be so grateful if you would take 3 minutes and jump over there and leave the show a review. Well, today you are in for a special treat. This is the first interview of the year, and you guys know how much care I take in picking the guests that I bring on the show. And I've really had some amazing guests, and I've enjoyed chatting with all of them. But if I'm totally honest, and I think I've said this before, when I bring people on the show that I've worked with before, I just get so excited. I just really love the people I've had the opportunity to work with. And when I get to have some of them on the show, it's just really cool. And today is no different. Last year, I started doing some work for such an amazing company called True North Insurance. Great company. Amazing people. I've worked with several people over there. I'm still working with people over there. And it's just been such an incredible experience. So I reached out to one of the young men who was in the first group that I worked with over there, Will Tubal. And I asked him to come on the show. It's funny, I think I talk about this in the episode, but I had heard him do another interview. And I was like, wow, talk about putting your skills to use. I want to have you on my show. And so I reached out. And we've got a great show. I think you're really going to love hearing from Will. We're going to talk about voice and insurance and how our paths can change. And we really can end up doing work that we love so much. We're going to talk about sales. We're going to talk about a lot of great things. But let me tell you a little bit about Will. He graduated from the University of Iowa, where he studied insurance and entrepreneurialism. And he specializes in implementing insurance, risk management, and safety programs for companies throughout the Midwest. He works with both general contractors and specialty contractors, managing multiple areas of risk, including contract review, subcontractor management, loss control, EMR cost containment, DOT compliance, and bonding. His industry-specific focus allows him to address exposures unique to contractors, helping them become safer, more efficient, and more profitable. And just from having worked with him, I can tell you he's amazing at what he does. And if you are, and we're going to talk about insurance and True North and what they do, but if you need an insurance company, boy, this one's top-notch. So I'm so excited to have him with me today. I know you're going to love hearing from him. Let's head on over to the show. Welcome to the show, Will. I'm so glad to have you with me today.
I'm excited to be here.
Will, you're my first guest of 2019.
Wow, I'm so honored.
I know, right? And I love all my guests, but when I have people on the show that I've worked with before, I probably say I'm so excited about 15 times because I'm so excited to have you here.
Well, I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Well, I tell you what triggered this. I'm going to tell you the backstory. Will and I are going to talk about our backstory together, but I heard Will do an interview. What was that interview for? You were at a game.
Yeah, I was at a U and I basketball game, and we sponsored True North. My company sponsored the event, and they needed someone to go down and speak at halftime for a radio interview. And all the older guys there, and they were all grumbly. They didn't want to do it. And then, like about 10 minutes before, they said, "Will, you get to go down and do it." So
yeah,
I went down and I did it, and I sent it over to you.
Yeah, and it was so good. And I thought, well, I had thought about having Will on the show before, I'll be totally honest with you. But when I heard that interview, I thought, I really need to have Will come on the show. I think the audience would love to. So let's just give a little, let me give just a touch of backstory. I had the opportunity to work with Will last year, and a little bit later on in the interview, we'll dive into what Will thinks about voice and voice work and all of that. But we know each other. I had the opportunity, a great pleasure to work with him. But I want to talk about you and your work a little bit first.
Okay.
So now, where did you go to UNI for college?
No, I actually went to the University of Iowa. Didn't go to UNI.
Ooh, okay.
I know.
Okay, all right. And what did you study there? Did you study business?
So I studied, I went through the entrepreneurial school there. It's part of the Tippy College of Business. And also I studied insurance. So two fun things.
Did you always know you wanted to do insurance?
No, actually, when I went to college, I thought I wanted to do something with biology. And so I was studying biology for 2 years. And I went through all the hard classes, and then I'm like, this sucks. And I switched. So,
you know, I think that's a common theme. I've known a lot of people that thought they wanted to be doctors, mm-hmm. and they said something very, very similar, that it was just, were you thinking you might want to be a doctor? Or?
I think I was more along the lines of a physical therapist.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
I hated it, so I didn't stick with it.
Yeah, it's hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. So then you studied insurance, and mm-hmm. then okay. So right out of college, you went to work for True North?
I did. So my dad is actually the CFO of the company, so I had a pretty good in, and I was able to intern at True North every summer I was in college. So I had a pretty good idea of what True North was and what they did, and kind of the role I'd be in here. And then I don't know why it took me so long to figure out, hey, I should work at True North.
Listen, Will, don't feel bad. My audience has heard this story a million times. You know, I thought I was going to be a famous actor, and the signs were everywhere that I was a gifted voice coach. And people, this was even before social media, and people are, you know, this is the Yellow Pages, and people are finding me to coach voices, and I'm doing this great work. And then it took me like 10 years to go, oh, I think I'm supposed to be a voice coach. So I get it. I totally get it. And I love what I do, and I know you love what you do. Mm-hmm. True North, what a great company. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really lucky I got to go here and work here.
So you did the intern program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every year.
I did. I got to go through it. And every year it got a little more customized just because I went through it once. And so I started to focus more and more in a sales position instead of just the straight internship program. And so by the end, I was out. I had my insurance license, and I was out going with on sales calls and making cold calls and really diving into what it would be to be a producer or a salesman at an insurance company.
Yeah. And now you guys do the big stuff. You do big companies, and mm-hmm. that's the kind of medical insurance, big medical insurance and big contracts, right?
Yeah. So I only work with businesses. So I don't do any personal line stuff for your home, your auto. I don't do that stuff. I'll work with contractors. I'll work with, different types of companies, high hazard contractors, all that really, really fun, high risk, multi-state risks.
Sales. You wanted to go into sales even before you got into True North.
Yeah, I did. I felt like I'd always been, I don't know, outgoing and not too shy. So it's a good thing to be that when you're in a sales role and you have to go out and meet new people and, also from the education aspect of it, the University of Iowa has a good insurance background, and some of the guys that I'm working with here are crazy smart.
So do you like doing sales? You're cold call. You cold call. That's intense. Oh, yeah. Tell us what that's like. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, you love it.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun. I mean, one of my favorite things about my job, and I say this all the time, is I get to go out and I get to meet people that I would have never met if it wasn't for my job.
Yeah.
And I've run across some of the most interesting people I've ever come across.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stories I've heard are just crazy. These people who own these businesses and their story of how they got started and what it took for them and the struggles they've gone through to get where they are. It's some of them are just amazing.
So what do you think it is about? Because you love sales. What do you think it is about people? So many people are terrified of sales or hate sales. I hear that all the time. What do you think that's about? Rejection?
Well, I think a lot of people are scared of rejection and getting told no. And I mean, that's the worst thing that can happen. It's not like someone's going to, I mean, people can cuss you out, but who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, that happens a lot on cold calls, and they tell you never to call again and you're the devil and blah, blah, blah. And you're just, well, I'll just wait until it must be a bad day. I'll just call you some other time. Because from our side of it, I don't think insurance is top of mind for many people. And you got to consider what else they're going through and what's going on in their lives whenever you kind of almost interrupt them to ask them about insurance.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And what a great attitude. So how long have you been at True North then? How long have you been there? A couple of years?
Yeah, so I've been in my role I am now. So full sales, go out there, get it done for about 2 years now. And before that, I interned for like four.
So, wow.
Yeah, I've been here a while.
And you're in a certain division. What is the division that you're in again?
So we call it risk management. So that's your property and casualty. So that'd be, if we really want to get insurance nerdy, I guess, it's your work comp, your the auto, your general liability, your property, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then is that, I mean, I know True North does other divisions, but is this the division that you like?
Yeah. So I've got to go and specialize in working with contractors and a lot of blue collar workers. And I really like that. I get to wear jeans every day. It's so much fun.
I didn't realize that. Oh, that's a great perk. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I can't go dressed up in a suit and meet with a contractor.
No, that wouldn't work.
No.
How many different divisions do they have over there at True North?
So we have transportation, who only works with trucking companies and transportation companies. We've got employee benefits. So that's, everyone knows what that is. Risk management. And then there's financial strategies. So they'll do your 401k, your financial planning, all sorts of stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't know about that one. Mm-hmm. Is that new?
It's kind of a smaller division. So it's just, they've been around the whole time. They're just a little bit smaller.
See, do you hear how I'm talking? I said, is that new? It sounds like I've been with True North like forever. You know, like I'm part of the team, but that's how they make you feel. I mean, it's just such a great company, such a great group. Well, all right. So about a year ago, I get an email from Will's dad about he had been referred by another client of mine, a former client, had said, you really ought to call this woman. And they did. And so I started working with some of the people up at True North. Will was in my very first group. I did a group of four. Mm-hmm. And Will was in one of my first groups. And it was so much fun. But why did you want to be in that group, Will? Let's start there.
I really wanted to improve my voice. It's such a important thing, especially when a lot of the work I'm doing is making calls.
Yeah.
And the impression, every single impression you make is a big deal in a call that would maybe last a minute. And so just being able to get every advantage and all the work I could do and improving that just to maybe get a better chance to have a meeting with someone would be extremely valuable.
You see why I wanted to have him on the show? He talks my language. Totally. Totally. Yeah. And so you were all in. And what did you think of it? Well, I mean, obviously, first, let me back up and ask a question that I don't really even think I need to ask. I mean, clearly you had, which a lot of people don't have, but you had a deep understanding of the power of your voice in your success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I've been able to, I think I'm so much more aware of what I'm saying and how I'm saying things now.
Yeah.
And from working with you, I used to just talk so fast and talk loud and just try to get the point across. And
yeah, I had no idea people in Iowa spoke so fast. I mean, and I lived in New York City for 15 years. I think it's a close one there. Iowa and New York City, you guys sometimes are fast. So was it what you thought it would be?
I had no clue what I was getting into.
No clue what you signed up for, right?
Yeah, I just showed up. I'm like, let's do it. I'm ready.
Yeah, you were such a great student because that's exactly it. You were just like, whatever, what do we do? What do we need to do? That zero resistance in the sky, zero resistance, just a dream client because whatever it took. But do you find it was beneficial?
Oh, definitely. Very beneficial to me. I mean, there's so much there that you don't think about. And the way I speak now is, it's not I'm thinking about it, but I can almost feel the way I'm talking and the way that I was talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you notice a difference in the response from people?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think when I'm talking, I sound a lot more genuine than I did before.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the time, and this, I think it comes with practice. It comes with doing it over again and it comes with knowing what you're doing. I sound like I can actually, I'm not scripted. I know what I need to say and I know how to say it. And I don't have to just, if it's a divergent from the script, I don't melt. I can still talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you find, and I know that a lot of my people are going to be able to relate to this. Did you find when you first started working on your voice, you were kind of locked into that script? You kind of felt like you needed that script, like, oh, don't take the script because I don't know what I'd say. But really, you did know. You just didn't know that you knew.
Yeah. Yeah. And if it was off the script, then I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. But you did. You just didn't know that you knew.
Yes.
If that makes any sense. Yeah. So it's pretty good stuff. It's pretty powerful stuff. I don't know that it's anything like what people expect. Of course, this whole approach that I do is very different, you know, the psychology of the voice, but yeah, I always love hearing that you get something from it. You know, I believe that you guys get something from it and I hear shifts, but to hear you say that is great.
Yeah, especially going back to what you said, the psychological aspect of the voice. Yeah. That's something, I mean, I've never thought about in a lot. Sales is also a lot of emotional connection.
Yeah.
And if the best way to express yourself, I mean, sitting down in front of someone, your body language, what you're saying, how you're saying it, the words you're using. I mean, there's so much there. And being aware of the psychological effect of your voice as well. It's just something, I mean, it's not something that people teach, I guess.
No, not
it's
at all.
It's something that you need to find out or you're going to have a tough life.
Yeah. But that's the thing. And I think I'm so glad that you said that. It is a whole package and you don't always realize how the impact you're making. You might think you're making a great impact and then you're wondering, why am I not making the sales that I want? Mm-hmm. Or why do people keep hanging up on me? Or why didn't any, you know, whatever. And because you're right, the regular guy isn't walking around thinking about this.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, we're thinking maybe we have the words, we got to have the script, but that's it, right?
Yeah. I mean, people think it's, I guess it's so different when you pick up the phone and actually make the call than when you think about it.
Yeah.
And it's just when you're actually in the moment and you actually have to do it, it's a lot harder than it is to, it has such a different feeling and it's such a different flow than it would be if you know it, but you can't present it in a way that would impact someone or draw emotion from them.
Right. Emotion is such a key thing in sales. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that. And body language plays a big part in it too.
Yeah, I use my hands.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of people do. But, you know, there's this statistic, and I know I've mentioned it here on the show before, and I don't know if you've ever heard that statistic or not, but it's something like 7% is the words. I think 53% is body language. Mm-hmm. And then 40% is the voice. That's how, you know, that's how things are registered. And I know that the voice has such a big impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, when I started, the other guys I worked with called me Robo Rook because when I would read, I sounded like a robot.
Really?
Yeah.
Robo Rook?
Yep.
Oh my gosh,
that's so Well, it made me aware that I sounded bad.
Well, that's true. What do they call you now?
They still call me Robo Rook sometimes.
Well, they need to stop that. They need to stop that. But you've got thick skin. It does not faze you one bit if people hang up on you or there's no issue with this fear of rejection on cold calling with you, is there?
No, not at all. It's something you have to do if you're in this job. And so if you're not going to do it, it shouldn't be your job.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people have that. A lot of people fear that. You know, I hear it when I work with salespeople all the time. They'll be putting it out there, but they're already worried about getting a no. Mm-hmm. I can hear it in their voice. And that's so mm-hmm. key in some of the work that we did is you just reveal who you are. They're in or they're out. Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you make calls all day and then you sometimes you get some things scheduled and you go see people live and in person.
Mm-hmm. So I'll make a lot of calls and then it goes in ebbs and flows. So I'll make a lot of calls and then I'll have a lot of meetings. And then once those meetings either go through to a sale or they end up with nothing, then I have to revamp up, make more calls and then have more meetings. And it's just back and forth, like a roller coaster.
Yeah. And you go all over. You go in Iowa and I think do you go to Chicago? You go all over selling insurance. Yeah.
Minnesota, Iowa,
really?
Colorado. I go all over. Wherever someone needs me.
Yeah. Well, you don't drive to Colorado, do you?
Sometimes those are on the phone.
Oh, those are on the phone. Yeah. Because I think you drive sometimes to Chicago and some of those places. Yeah.
Yep. Chicago, Indiana, Terre Haute, all sorts of different places we'll drive to.
Yeah.
If it's big enough, we'll go anywhere.
Yeah. Y'all get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a big agenda this year? Big plan, big goals this year?
Yeah. Obviously, I'd like to improve from last year, just get better every year. And with more experience, it'll be easier and easier and easier to do that.
Yeah.
So obviously, I'd like to improve from last year and keep everyone I've got and just keep growing.
Yeah. And True North's a growing company, isn't it?
Yeah. We're actually top 50. I think we're top 50 broker in the nation. I don't know the number we're quite at, but we're getting up there.
Yeah, that's great. Big, medium sized. How many people work at True North? Do you know?
Between 300 and 400. I'm not exactly sure on the number, but
pretty good size.
Mm-hmm. And we've got locations in Texas, Illinois, Colorado, Tennessee, a lot of different locations. So we're spread out pretty good.
Yeah. So will you always stay in the sales side or do you want to move up and do something different or that you're good for now? You like this. You're happy now.
Yeah, I'm good for now. I don't plan on going anywhere.
Yeah, that's great. Well, they're lucky to have you, I think.
I'm lucky to be here.
Yeah, well, and thank you so much for coming. I'm glad you came to spend some time with us.
Well, I was happy you would want me on the show.
Well, I wanted to come and talk to you about voice and True North, two of my favorite things. So, and I was just so pleased with your interview that you did. I love it when I hear my people take the work that take the work and make changes and do a great job. And that's what you did. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, good. All right. Well, we'll keep in touch. I'll have you back some, maybe next January you come back and you give us an update on how everything went this year.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. It's like a new thing, like an annual thing.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
I like it. All right. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Will. And thank you, listeners. I'm so glad to have you with me as always, but I'm going to wrap it up for today. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.